Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Well, I hope I'll be better after I talk to you, Doctor.
I hope so, too.
I am kind of at my wit's end and kind of heartbroken.
Oh.
I have dry mouth. And during the night, I have to wake up a couple of times a night and put Biotin Balance in my mouth. And also, I've been fighting, and then I'm also taking a diuretic, so it's a double whammy. Mm. So here's the situation. I have it refers to my tooth. I mean, it's a part of the bridge. The decay is at the base of the bridge, under the tooth. The doctor did a retract on it in June. And he filled it with Fuji, and he said that I should be okay. I saw him in December. Everything was fine. I go in December, early December, about the 6th or 10th, the beginning of the first week of the month. And then I went to another doctor, and on the 28th, they said to me, you have a decay at the base of that tooth. We can fill it again. So I would like not to have that tooth, the bridge removed, obviously.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go through the misery of going through that and all that stuff. Now, they said they could fill it, refill it with a Fuji, with a resin. That's the other people. And at the same time, they went on to say, and if you get pain, we'll do a root canal. Well, I'm not in pain. So my thinking is I want to go back to the initial doctor. But the other thing then is, what can I possibly do, unless it's my metabolism playing these wretched games on me, and no matter what I do, I brush, I floss, and then I use Prevagen. Mm-hmm. So Prevagel, which is a RX thing. So do you think it's my metabolism? What are your thoughts on this devastating problem?
Yeah.
Somebody that brushes, cleans, and goes and sees their dentist and polishes up your silly teeth.
Well, I would recommend that you consider getting another opinion from a different dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great holistic dentists that are in our area.
Mm-hmm.
There is a website that I will give out here on the air that is a place where you can go to look for a dentist, a holistic dentist.
Mm-hmm.
It is www.iaom, as in Mary, T as in Tom, .org. Again, iaomt.org. And again, like I said, you can look up a holistic dentist. My wonder is about the pH balance in your mouth, and thinking that possibly your mouth could actually be too acidic, and by correcting that balance and creating a more alkaline environment, that you would be less likely to have the decay that you're experiencing currently. Some dentists will recommend using a tooth powder or a toothpaste that's made with baking soda to help create this alkaline environment, and some even recommend just using baking soda by itself for a tooth powder. The other thing that I've learned recently from a holistic dentist here in Seattle, Dr. Stickney, he said that some of the toothpastes contain glycerin, and that glycerin creates a coating on the tooth that then doesn't allow the healthy nutrients like minerals to be able to sit on the tooth and be able to help the tooth to keep it healthy. And so creating or finding a product that doesn't have glycerin can be helpful as well. But again, I'm not a dentist, and so I can't be too specific about that. But these are things that I've learned along the way.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What was the doctor's name that suggested this? How do you spell it?
Oh, Dr. Stickney. It's Stickney. And he's in downtown Seattle. He's pretty close to the...
You mean like sticky?
Sticky, but N, so it's S-T-I-C-K, like stick.
Yeah.
And then N is in Nancy, E-Y.
Well, anyone, so yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone. He's downtown Seattle.
He is.
And he's a naturopath?
No, he's not a naturopath. He is a dentist, but he's considered a holistic dentist.
A holistic dentist.
And he also, like other dentists, holistic dentists, will use ozone to help treat decay in the mouth as opposed to some of the other...
I mean, it's below the gum line.
Yeah, so he would be helpful to somebody like him or him would be helpful to talk to. They'd be able to give you more specific.
And does he do ozone then below? That would be below the gum line then, wouldn't it?
I don't know exactly how he does that specific treatment, so I wouldn't be able to.
I hope you don't think it was a weird question.
No, not at all. I think it's a very good question. I think a lot of people have questions about tooth decay.
And I was just thinking, too, is this miserable, miserable dry mouth that's continuous. It just doesn't give me respite. I have to wake up 2-3 times during the night and put a little bit, you know, put some biotin gel in my mouth and, you know, that stuff. And it's a continuous circle. It just keeps going on and on. And it's really heartbreaking. You can imagine within 2 months or so that you hear you've got a decay there again.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
And dry mouth definitely sets people up for decay as well.
Well, sure. And that
and
this business of going through the night 2-3 times with a little bit of gel is not exactly, you know, you don't really get the proper rest you should be getting. But your mouth your mouth wakes you up.
Well, one other thing I would think about doing, and I know Dr. Wright's spoken about xylitol here, or maybe even John Sherman, I can't remember which one of us has spoken about it, or maybe multiple times. Xylitol, spelled X-Y-L-I-T-O-L, is an alcohol sugar, and it is something that's put into toothpaste, it's put into mouthwashes, it's been made into gum, it's been made into mouth mints, or even little melts that you can put in your mouth. And the melts are actually specific for dry mouth. They have these, they're called Xylamelt, so it's X-Y-L-I melts, M-E-L-T-S. And I actually have not tried to find them in the store, so I don't know exactly where to purchase them, but I know if you go online, you'd be able to find them. But
I think there's something like that Bartell sells that's made locally.
It could be.
And they're little discs that you place on the side of your cheek or something.
Yes, exactly.
I've used those.
Okay.
I haven't used them recently.
Okay. And you want to look for the one specifically with the xylitol. The xylitol helps to not only help with these melts, not only help with the dry mouth, but they also help with the tooth decay because they help make sure that the strep in the mouth that causes decay doesn't adhere.
There's another thing that I want to bring to your attention, and that is this. If I just brush with a regular toothpaste and then I floss, which is important, but then if I go on and put this Prevident gel on it, it has fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sets me up for more dry mouth?
I don't know enough about the gel to be able to comment on that.
Does that kind of make
I just don't know. I'm not sure.
I thought I would bring it to your attention. Yeah. You're saying, because you said, first of all, don't you just use baking soda to make your mouth more alkaline.
Right.
And then you've at least eliminated a toothpaste that's not good for you. Then you go on and you floss, and then you put a fluoride gel on it. You cannot eat anything for a good half hour afterwards. I'm wondering if all those things are not really the first two are good, but I'm wondering if the last thing about the RX fluoride gel may not be so helpful.
Right. I question that, too, but I'm sorry. I don't know specifically.
We're trying to be smart here,
yes,
right?
We are. Thank you so much, Sophia, for calling. We're going to go ahead and take a
break.
Thank you
a lot.
Okay.
No particular foods I should eat or anything?
Well, of course, we want to stay away from sugar. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.